Our prayer focus for the end of November and December are family issues. Families experience pressures of so many kinds, and in this season of back-to-back holidays, family wounds and conflicts can arise if they haven't been addressed. Many internal and external issues try to tear the family unit apart, leaving painful experiences. But we have the Father in heaven in whom we can seek restoration, redemption, and reconciliation. So for the rest of the November through the new year, will you join us in praying for families to find ways to unify, to show mercy, to love and be loved, to build and not tear down, to find healing and joy again. We have podcasts, scriptures, and resources. Join us. Today's focus, adoption and foster kids. Kids who need a forever family, couples who need a forever kid, and let's celebrate that we have been adopted into God's family. Lord, we thank you that you have given us adoption. You chose us into your forever family. We cannot be more grateful. We thank you that your word says religion is pure and faultless, is to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep ourselves from being polluted by the world. So we lift up orphans. We lift up those who do not have a family that are in our country or outside our country. We lift up foster kids who have yet to have a permanent family, one that is not paid to take care of them. We thank you, Father, that you have adopted us into your sonship and know that these children are sitting there waiting for a family member. We pray for them to be connected through the right agencies, that they will not have greed as their motive, but it would be to connect people who want a child with those children who have yet to have a family. We pray for healthy connections. We pray nothing will be done illegally. We pray, Father, that they will find homes for them so that these children will grow up being loved and wanted and not paid to be loved. We pray, God, for the foster families that take in children. We know that also is a difficult thing because they come with all of the problems and issues that they face. We pray, God, that you would help foster families and the agencies find ways to help them be healthy guardians until they can find homes for them. We pray, God, just like the Possum Trot City and the movie Sound of Hope, that there will be more and more churches that will take on foster kids and bring them into their homes as permanent so that they can become a citizen of heaven and not a criminal on the streets. We thank you, God, that you can comfort these children in their process of waiting, comfort the couples as they are looking for, open up the doors, help them to make those right connections. And we thank you, God, that by the end of this year, that more and more children will be adopted into Christian homes who will raise them up in the ways that they should go. And when they get older, they will not depart from it. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Father. May this be the year that we see amazing things happen in foster kids and in orphans. In Jesus' name.